It's conflicting.
It's conflicting. But those are bad. Have the CDK from my private instructions.
You know, I did on the beach, like a little stretch of beach, and my bag got heavy, and I was done. And I brought in my bag, and I was done. They come around, they had gone from the Coast Guard station under the bridge all the way up to the stairs at Georgie's. And then I had done the next little stretch, and they jumped, leapfrogged, and did the rest. With backpacks.
It's just Mark and I.
Rain or shine.
They were amazing. But she's.
No trouble.
Elliot. Are you on the radio?
That's good.
Yeah, was it all right?
You got that?
And then Lori's guy sent me for a quote today, and I told him, Chuck, I could not spit out one cohesive sentence.
You need to take yoga with me and Elliot.
Huh?
You need to take yoga with me and Elliot.
Elliot and I.
No, me and Elliot.
Well, it looks like everybody's here from the committee, and it's 5:30, so might as well go ahead and call the meeting to order. And I don't see any, well, you're a guest. Everybody new, Mark?
Cuthbert, you might just seem to be a regular, so I'm your council liaison, Mark Saylor.
Well, I might as well do introductions, because you probably don't know who all
right.
We all are. So, start with Peggy.
Okay. I'm Alicia Curran.
Ken Dennis.
Definitely know you.
Bob Hine.
Hi, Bob.
Chuck Cornish.
Hi, Chuck.
Elliot Crowder.
Marianne Boza.
Dave Jean.
So I think you're actually the only person I hadn't met before at some point. So good.
Okay.
Bob's a roof. Yeah. You never get on roofs, do you?
Not unless I have somebody up there repairing it for me.
Okay, let's see. We'll go on to the next order of business here. Approval of the minutes from the previous meeting, from the March meeting. Did everybody, you know, I sent these out. Did everybody get a copy of the minutes that I emailed out? Any additions or corrections to the minutes? Okay, well, and a motion to accept the minutes as written?
I so make that motion.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second.
Second?
We have a second. All right. Everybody in favor? Say
aye.
Aye.
All right. Minutes approved as written. So, next order of business. I guess we'll go ahead and start with this. Everybody get a copy of the ordinance pertaining to the formation of this committee, the formal formation of this committee, mm-hmm. with the corrections to the previous ordinance, corrections and or additions.
That background really makes the computer work hard printing it out.
Hmm?
This background really makes it hard, the computer printing it out.
Yeah, I had that same problem when I printed it at home.
I didn't have any real concerns with this. It looks like it's just formalizing what we've already been doing.
Well, and what I did was I sent a copy of the bylaws to Peggy. Those are basically what we've been operating under, you know, for over 10 years anyway. So I sent her a copy of those bylaws and then the Exhibit A in here pretty much has what's in those bylaws, with the exception of we've got the number of participants, you know, mentioned in here, members of the committee, listed as 7. We didn't actually put a number on ours, but I don't see any major problems with the way these are. At least it gives a little bit better idea of what the committee's about. And that was kind of the objective of having, you know, written the bylaws to begin with. Anybody see anything, that any red flags or anything comes up looking at this?
can I just tell you what I found? What happened was, remember at the last meeting, there was a conflict between the municipal code, which said you had 5 members, and I remembered that you had 7. And so there was clearly something wrong, so I went back and researched to see what had occurred over time, and I then found that the committee was never formally established. So there was a recommendation, I mean, there was a motion to work on a resolution to formally establish the committee in 2002, but the committee had already been operating for a while. So this just sort of cleans all of that up. And it establishes 7 as your as the number of your members. I think 7 is a good number, better than 5, because if you only have 5, it's too difficult to get a quorum sometimes.
Well, as we, when it started out as 5, we sometime back and asked that it be increased to, be increased to 7.
We've had 7 for about 3 years, maybe 4 years.
It was actually July of 2002 that Ken came before the council and asked that the committee become 7 instead of 5.
Well, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. About 3 years ago.
That's only been about three, four years ago, but that's okay. It pretty much still adheres to, you know, the bylaws that we wrote up.
I like the way it it does go a little bit beyond just the advisory role that we had. We've talked about this advise versus implement, and it does give some action items like provide bicycle and pedestrian safety education in Newport schools, create a greater awareness, and presumably to create greater awareness, you have to do something along those lines. So we do have some things that we're responsible for.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask, if those are appropriate for an advisory committee, to have actual things that you're supposed to do. Provide bicycle and pedestrian safety. You know, to me, that would go into the recommend and do things like that, but to actually do that puts the onus on that. I don't know if it's is part of what the group really, we may engage in those if we're asked to, because there's experts at the table, but should that be something as part of the you know, the requirement? And the same for the create a greater awareness. Is that our job, or is that council's job, using us as an advisory committee?
I would believe that if that is our job, because the council has enough other things to tend to, and that we are an established committee, and are, you know, we are to advise the city council, we are to work with the city council, right. And to work with is to do, and to advise is also to do, you know, and... You know, we are here for a purpose. You know, we're not here to...
But we don't have
And I kind of have to agree with Dave on that, because actually the that capacity was under basically under our goals and objectives, as opposed to being, you know...
And I think it's a good goal and objective, but the actual doing... Do we have the authority to put out a media release? Do we have the authority to speak on behalf of the city? I don't know that an advisory group does or would be... That to be able to create a greater awareness, you have to have a voice. Our voice is through the city council and out, I would think, and then to actually go out and do the pedestrian safety education. We may be asked to do that, but do we have that authority to go out and do that, or would it be like, what the hell are you guys doing now? That's my concern.
Maybe a little more background on myself will help. I basically have now worked at pretty much every level of government, federal, state, currently work as my actual job with the county, and now I'm a city councilor. And I've been doing that since 1975, and I like to think of myself as sort of a study of government process, how it works best, how it doesn't work. I've been on literally, probably at this point, approaching thousands of committees, certainly hundreds over that time. Actually, what got me to the county is for 15 years of that time, I typically just slept here and then drove to Portland or Eugene to fly out someplace in the West for a week or two at a time, and I got tired of that after 16 years. But in all that time, generally the most effective committees are a combination, especially when they're asked to be, a combination of both advisory as well as an active extension that whoever you're reporting to doesn't have time for. Mm-hmm. And the way that process normally works, particularly with Peggy and I attending routinely, is you'll come up with some idea and then sort of put all the effort into organizing it, what you want to do. Then it's sort of our job to help you get that approved at the council level. And by that time, you really are blessed to be speaking on behalf of the city of Newport. You know, it'll typically go out as the city of Newport's bike and pedestrian committee on Saturday such and such is going to be hosting a whatever, and the topics are going to be this, 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 and this. One of the things that I brought up when we met last week, as I told you, Ken, that we would be doing is, I hated to be saying it, but in my own neighborhood, I've gone from coming there as a visitor when my folks lived in a house on San Bayo and my son would go there after school and observing, you know, pretty normal kids riding around the neighborhood. They've got helmets on. They're going over to the side of the road when they're supposed to now a neighborhood that's full of kids who don't even move when the cars come down the road. They don't wear helmets. I mean, it's just like, you know, there's a body of stuff that's not happening at the parental level, I think, as an example of where some events could really help. But the other thing is that, well, doing those activities, you know, you generate a greater awareness in the community of those sorts of infrastructure things that you already know are lacking. Public Works already knows is lacking. But, you know, down the road sometime when it comes up to, you know, an opportunity to do a lot of work, those people are already informed and desiring to back you up. Whereas the system we have basically now is too many projects, not enough money, not enough time, a huge desire to have a big list of infrastructure improvements that have to get done, but, you know, very little active way of moving forward other than what we have. Yeah. You know, and it's just, I mean, my sense has been the more you get the public on board with what you're about, the greater the payoff might be down the road. And it may not be, you know, next week or even next year, but when the time is right, generally that pays off in spades. So
my opinion on these, on specifically these two that Marion brought up, if we are not going to provide the education in the schools, who is?
Right.
There's no one else in town qualified. If we are not going to help create a greater awareness, you know, who is? That's what this committee is about, is to create a greater awareness for bicycle and pedestrian issues in this town. And, you know, for us to take the step to propose something to the council, to have the council come back to us and say, yes, that's okay to do, that is, you know, following a chain of authority and a chain of command, and it's getting the blessing of the powers that be to where we can implement. I don't see us going out and just doing things, you know, helter-skelter on our whim, but I do see us, you know, taking a specific plan to the city council through you and having them give us the go ahead or, you know, say, no, that's, you know, not your business.
Right.
And if they say, yeah, sure, take something to the schools, or yeah, sure, you know, create an advertising campaign about, you know, bicycling, then we could go ahead
there,
and do that.
But there are advocacy groups and local clubs that that's more within their purview. Just saying, I think that the advocacy groups and the local clubs, that's more within their purview to do that. We may facilitate that. I guess that's how I would see it, more of a facilitation thing. And just from a little bit of a history with the city and observing the city over the years, and I know things change, but I think it's inviting a recipe for disaster. I think we're going to get pulled up by the nape of the neck within not very long. That's just happened before every time we've started to do it. And we've been able to do some pretty good things and collaborate, but I really wonder if we step outside of the facilitation role.
Well, and actually on that line, what I would like to see as far as these Exhibit A, under one, to advise the City Council regarding issues relating to bicycle, pedestrian, transportation, safety, recreation, education. This is advice. I would put the rest of everything's under 2 through 14 as a sub thing underneath 1. I wouldn't make it 1, 2, 3, because like I said, you get to number 8, which says provide bicycle and pedestrian safety education in Newport schools. Well, you know, again, we've talked about, you know, this bicycle education in the schools in the past, and we're not really geared up to actually bring that to the schools. I mean, I'm the only one, and besides Dave, that's ever gone been accredited with a, you know, education program. Mm-hmm. And even at that, you know, we've got the bare roots of what it takes to get it done. However, as a committee, there's not enough of us. And this is why when you went to that Safe Routes to School deal over at the Parks and Recs, those are the folks
right.
that do it. And the other thing is that the schools are really under the purview of the county.
Right.
It's the Lincoln County School District. I mean, what we can do is we can make some approaches to the Newport schools and try to get some doors opened up so that those folks, you know, will pick up the ball.
And it could actually be better worded to say, if you were going to do that, provide bicycle and pedestrian safety education to the community, to the greater Newport community. But when you say the schools, it's very specific, and that leaves out the community, that may leave out some schools, that may leave out some other educational, like the alternative school.
Right.
Is that a school?
I could see that. I mean, I could see where you would say provide bicycle and pedestrian safety to the greater Newport area, and then you could put in parents, for example, Newport schools, alternative schools, or whatever.
But we're not the provider. We're the ones that actually...
We could facilitate.
Right.
Number 8 definitely opens us up to some problems because let's say a kid gets it on a bicycle and they say, well, they did not provide bicycle and pedestrian safety education in Newport schools. And well, why not?
Well,
and
yeah.
Have to get on the way home.
See, there's an issue higher up, I think, on this, this says we shall have the responsibility.
Yeah, it's a shall.
And if we can soften that and make it just so that it doesn't preclude us from doing these
things. So like assist with bicycle and pedestrian mm-hmm. safety?
If you use a may, that's not a
may.
Yeah.
So
I see what you're saying.
The other thing I see happening, and I understand what you're saying about there's a lot of other groups and whatnot, but today it seems it's all about cooperative programs. You know, so... for instance, say there's some kind of grant opportunity out there. There might even be grant opportunities that aren't available to the city, but might be available to some nonprofit or other group that some of you may be associated with. And I can guarantee you that the greater depth you have in your partnership, in terms of the number of organizations involved, you know, even a component that involves the city, that does nothing but strengthen grant applications because that's what they want to see. You know, the old model of there being plenty of money to fund each and every effort that's out there isn't happening so much anymore. And so they're kind of looking like, how can we make the most groups happy and get the most done for this one grant? So I tend to look at it as sort of partnerships. And you know, it may be that in your role, you're primarily when you really look at what's happening, helping facilitate the process. But the fact is, city councilors aren't going to have the time to do that. Public Works is not going to have the time to do that. Some other group may not think of including you as part of that. So it's sort of, you know, one of those areas that's open to this committee to explore.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what we've been doing over.
Right, and I understand that you've done some of that. So it just,
but,
you know.
But again, like I said, when it came to, you know, trying to get some education in the schools and local schools here, which we're close to, you know, we have, you know, dealt with the folks that do this on the state level, you know, and have done a national level and try to bring in. And again, at that meeting we went to for Safe Routes to School, it doesn't look like anybody has followed up on trying to do anything with that, which is really unfortunate because an action plan is the first thing that needs to be done, and nobody has ever bothered trying to get together to try to get an action plan together. So, and again, this is the thing that we can't do it as a committee. And I've been trying to get this through to the people in the schools that this has to be done on an individual school basis.
Right.
And there are resources out there to help them. And that's what our committee does, is that, you know, when we do have an opportunity to talk to some of these folks, you know, and it goes to, you know, enforcement as well, you know. Mm-hmm. We probably have a better idea of what a lot of the laws are pertaining to bicycles and pedestrians than most of the policemen do, because they have tons of them that they're responsible for, you know, so... We focus on specific things.
Well, the other thing I can certainly relate to in my county job, I have my own chunk of where I'm supposed to be educating about, you know, materials management and sustainability. and it's very much a, if you can find the right teacher at the right time and sort of get on board with doing something. So in this case, it literally would have to be potentially a couple of interested people within the school system that might be willing to work with this committee to take that plan a step further. It's not easy.
Yeah.
But the other thing I end up finding out happening is that the, and this kind of surprised me, the whole concept of, you know, a fully accredited teacher to do something. There are a lot of opportunities that I've found that fall just short of that. And they've gone as far as being invited to teach classes at OCCC, which, you know, I'm not a professor, and yet they felt like I had the expertise to do a day college class there, to simply teaching some concepts and things that get students teaching at one of the schools. Now, you know, am I responsible if they go out and convince their parents that they should put, you know, 55 solar panels on the roof and it doesn't pan out as an economic, you know, reality, smart move? They didn't know. I mean, I'm just laying out what, you know, what it's about. And I think this committee could find ways to do that in a similar, in a similar way. And then, you know, if it really does come down to an event where we're doing something very formal and there's a lot of safety issues involved and whatnot, that's where I think you guys would be able to work with the city, help coordinate events, have, you know, enforcement people there to help control, God knows, the kind of drivers we have around here, you know, those sorts of things. And then, Peggy can correct me if I'm wrong, it basically would become a city-sponsored event and, you know, all the things that go along with that.
Oh, we did.
Yes,
that.
It would be the committee doing it,
and also
but under the auspices of the city.
And schools, you know, schools are just a minor part,
right,
you know, of what we've been doing, too. I mean, it's, you know, the things that have always concerned me about this committee are the, you know, the safety of bicyclists,
right,
and pedestrians. I mean, we've had people, you know, die across, trying to cross Highway 101, and, you know, we've been waiting for 2 years to get sidewalks on 101 because of that. You know, we've been trying to get a whole ton of, you know, things in place for bicycle safety also, and we have failed to get any of that implemented. Right. You know, so, you know, those are the things that concern me. I want to see, you know, the sidewalks on 101 issue satisfied. I want to see sharrows and bike lanes on the road satisfied. Those are, to me, what this bicycle committee
and,
is about.
And I think I agree with you, okay? I just hate to see the city abdicate its responsibility and try to push it off on a citizen committee and then not maintain the same amount of support and responsibility because they don't have time to do it. And that's my concern, and I see that happening a little bit in a lot of different ways. And that's why, you know, you say, well, the city councilors don't have to have time and that. Maybe we need as a city to make some choices about where we want to spend our time and what we want to get behind. And then things like this committee can be utilized and leveraged to make it happen. But just us saying, oh, we're a committee, we're going to go out and do this, and pretty soon it's maybe you change and go do something else, or all of the complexion of the city changes and or the council changes, and I can just see it. These guys run rampant.
Right.
They're doing all this stuff. They're doing that. I mean,
well, here's what I mean by city councilors not having enough time. What I mean by that is the time to really put in the legwork it requires to pull off something like this. But by having an official committee and a new official ordinance that establishes this committee, just like any other committee, I will guarantee you that as things come up, a substantial amount of time ends up being spent at the city council meetings, basically, you know, working out the parts that the city council needs to do. You know, so it's going to be some event. So we check with all the, you know, what are our liabilities? Do we have the insurance to cover that? What do we think about the theme that the committee is suggesting for this? What do we think about the venue? And in general, they're spending their time more or less approving the top end of the efforts that you've made, because that's what they're tasked to do. You know, the other choice we have, and I'll speak for a minute too to this. I know this is a huge change, not having public works there at each and every meeting. I talked with Ken over vacation. We talked about it at the internal meeting we had last week, what we'd like to see happen is, you know, taking a little bit less focus off of infrastructure that's really not reachable, keeping that on the list, but it's not reachable in the near term. Keep that part of it perking. At the same time, try to bolster up some of the things that are laid out in this ordinance. And then when we come to things that are really, really crucial, that we have City Works people here, because it's going to be the evening we're going to discuss this thing, this particular thing, then we'll make arrangements for that to happen. But unfortunately, we're at a point where, you know, in this particular case, I have more time, Peggy has more time to come to meetings like this in the evening than City Works, Public Works staff has at this point.
But with the city, and I'm just making a statement here, we kind of rely on Public Works. They've been kind of a really great nexus because of some of the things mm-hmm. that need to be going in a direction. But we also, at one time, had a police department liaison here. Mm-hmm. We've got a Parks and Recreation Department that there's a lot of things we can do
right.
through a lot of the volunteers and the facilities that they have. Library is an educational part of the component. So there's a lot of the other city divisions
right.
other than just Public Works that can be leveraged, all that. And maybe some of these things fall into their purview, and we can be consulted as
right.
content experts for those.
So in the same fashion, whatever you have going, it would be up to Peggy and I to facilitate helping with the agenda, making sure we're maximizing the amount of time why that particular department representative is here, whether it be Public Works or Park and Rec or library or whoever. Maybe it is library some evening because you're wanting to put some materials in the library. That would be our job to help you guys arrange for having those people here. But it's just not going to be in the books like it was once possible to do.
So here's my statement. Personally, I believe the city's totally blowing in on this. The future in the tourism market is mm-hmm. people coming to towns with their bicycles and to walk. Backing away from an infrastructure, which is what we need to get done with Public Works for people to ride their bikes and walk when they come to visit our beautiful city, is a total disaster. This is not what we need to be doing, is working to not get stuff done.
And I agree, because I'm looking at one of the
good points. Let's go look at cities that have embraced getting an infrastructure done for cyclists, not saying, you know what, we can't get these bikes.
What are the size of those cities, that way?
Okay,
it has nothing to do with it.
I'm not saying we're backing away from it. The very fact that the council is interested in making this a permanent committee is one signal that they're not backing away from it. And I got to tell you personally, I'm just as anxious as you are. I live on San Bayo, and I can't figure out the correct legal way to take my bike to work a mile and a half away, short of somehow.
I can tell you right now.
Well, yeah, you can go
the
back.
Roads. Any of the roads.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I have.
And you can even ride sidewalks if you do it.
And you've even got a police department that knows how to get those things done.
I'm just saying, once you're connected over to the street in front of Sam Bay, in front of Sam Case, you're home free.
Right, we did that. You
know, we did that. Yes.
Right.
That was one of our things.
And it was done fairly cheaply.
Yeah, but the situation I have right now is I'm riding a three wheeler, so the only way to get connected there is to take it through the gates. The ball field,
which we wanted to have torn out anyway. Then, but
well, there you go. I might be supporting you on that show.
We recommended to have that removed.
But my point is, I mean, I can guarantee you personally, if I thought that the city was setting up a situation where we're just not going to go anywhere with this, I wouldn't have volunteered to be here. I mean, I'm interested.
It just feels like that having public work taken away, which is our avenue to get this stuff done.
I mean, I can't tell you what the magic combination of exactly what we're going to do from here on out, but I am very hopeful that this group can, you know, move into a position of really being a complete outlet.
Just to throw it down for real, let me have one more second with this. I spent my personal time. I volunteered to go to Portland for a weekend and advocate at a bicycle show. The Chamber of Commerce did Connect Newport, paid for the booth, and my wife and I went up there along with the city employee and advocated for people from Portland to come to Newport and bring their bikes. Not necessarily to just race or anything like that, but bring their bikes to their hotel room and spend their day on their bikes going shopping and eating and drinking in our community. If we abandon the infrastructure ideas,
Because what we're doing there is showing them pictures of sheriffs coming down, showing pictures of cyclists at a stoplight, you know, that kind of stuff, and we can't abandon that.
I'm not suggesting we should. I'm just saying that the reality is we have, I mean, you guys know this, we have enough projects to spend our budget for this year five times over. I'm just saying that while we're keeping that alive, while we're making the best decisions we can with the money we have to spend, let's also try to position ourselves in some of these other things that are suggested.
Okay,
the ordinance.
I'm going to make a statement about, you know, the funding issue.
Yeah.
I was the one that stood before City Council in 2000, the year 2000, mm-hmm. to get this committee formed. And one of the councilmen, you know, specifically asked me, well, how much is this going to cost the city to have right. a committee? I said, well, if we do our job right, we're going to help find funding for it. We are not in the process of, you know, just finding ways to spend the money that the city right. currently has.
Right.
Part of our, you know, objectives is to actually try to find the projects that are worthwhile, mm-hmm. try to help find the funding for them, and be involved in, you know, what's appropriate to actually, you know, apply for a particular grant for. You know, that's what we do. And that's, you know, like I said, we're not in business of trying to find ways to spend the city money.
Right.
We're trying to advise the city on maybe some of the more appropriate things that might have higher priority.
Yep. And maybe even how to get things done that don't yeah. cost a lot.
Right. Now I'm looking at this list here, and 8 out of the 14 items here are really infrastructure related. They're yep. they're public works related yep. issues. This is why
so
we've had a good working relationship yep. with the public works department since day one. In fact, the city council that night even mentioned that this committee would work directly with public works, since public works is responsible for streets and sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why public works department has been to every single one of our meetings right. since day one. So again, we've been able to accomplish a lot by being able to, you know, find out firsthand, you know, what the public works department is doing, make some suggestions, recommendations, and actually, you know, find out, you know, have some discussion on the viability of some of the, you know, projects, et cetera. Let me just, you know, back up, since we've been discussing, you know, these. I think that this should be rewritten before, as opposed to going through as it, you know, currently stands. Like I said, at least
that's why it's here for your
yeah
reason.
Yeah. At least, you know, so we can move on to, you know, maybe some other things.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked more than I really intended, so let's focus back on, you know, what sorts of changes are going to make this something that you guys want to be a part of.
Well, again, I think at least number 2 through 14 should be under, you know, a subsection of item 1. It's, and essentially they are the goals and objectives that are in the, you know, the bylaws that yeah. that were written up.
The other thing is under 12 and 14, that's another constraining comment or statement, as opposed to, you know, do we need to recommend the city council on purpose for safety of non-motorized travel across? That's part of the job that's included somewhere else. You know, I mean, that's goes into
that was a
talking about
yeah,
facilitating
that was a
traffic.
Specific goal at one point.
It may have been a goal,
right.
but it, should it be
right.
part of the
no.
you know, recognized in here? And the same thing to the city for the safety of elderly and disabled people. So we don't talk about kids. We don't talk about adults. We don't, you know, I mean,
that would be
all community members.
It really should be. And again, you know, that's more like goals and objectives as opposed to line items.
Peggy, well, how are other committee similar documents written? Are they as detailed?
Not quite as detailed, but I knew that you had your bylaws, and I thought it would be advisable to incorporate as many of them into the ordinance as I could.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, my original issue, getting back to that, is, you know, bicycle and pedestrian transportation and safety.
Mm-hmm.
I commute by bicycle. I ride a bicycle 3-4 days a week, every single week. There's several of us over here that ride a lot more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I am not in the mood to get run over by somebody in this town because there's absolutely, you know, no safe place for me to ride my bicycle. And it really irks me that nothing has been done in the 7 years that I've been here and the 4 years that I've been on this committee. You know, the safety, I have the exact same legal rights to ride my bicycle on any damn street in this town as anyone else has in their automobile. Mm-hmm. And unless I can do it safely, I'm always going to have that little bit of an edge going.
Right.
And in order to do it safely, we have to be able to establish either bicycle lanes or shared roads in which the sheros are put down on them, some indicator, you know, to motorists mm-hmm. that we have, you know, a right on the road. Because a lot of motorists think that we belong on the sidewalk,
right.
and that's against the law.
Not strictly.
It is against the law because unless you maintain the same speed right. as people walking on right. the sidewalk.
But basically, Bob, what you're talking about is there's the same triad as engineering, yeah. enforcement, and education.
Right. Exactly. There's an obligation. This city has an obligation to every single cyclist and every single pedestrian commuter to keep us safe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the city needs to live up to that obligation. Right. It's just a matter of fact.
Right.
God help the city if I ever get hit.
Well, what I wondered was, I'm just offering this.
My turn.
Sorry.
Yeah. First thing is, if this is going before the city council?
Well, not necessarily yet, but once you've met it, yes, it's here
because
for your vetting.
Because when Mr. Allen gets a hold of us, watch out. Anyway, you're hearing the picket apart. My main concern here is that how are we going to know what is the status of the projects we have going on if Public Works isn't here to tell us or even inform us what's going on? We have sheros that are supposed to be put down the road already, and they're not. You have them. You just haven't put them down yet. We have a major project of putting crosswalks on 101. I heard it's getting delayed again for some unknown reason. I just hear this. No report back to this committee.
Well,
why?
The intention, how? With this being a brand new setup, would be that on those occasions when City Works is not going to be here, going to have to be a lot tighter communication between City's Works, Peggy, and I, mm-hmm. so that at least we're able to do that reporting to you each meeting. That's what I had envisioned. And then when there was a particular, you know, something that was obviously going to be, let's just call it new business, for lack of a better term at this point, something, you know, that is kind of unique that hasn't really been discussed either in a while or isn't a current thing that, you know, City Works is working on, then I would view that as the appropriate time to invite staff to be here, and we'd have an agenda item specifically
okay.
for that.
And see in the same way,
whatever comments you have or frustrations you have about things not getting done, well, that's our obligation to report that back.
The problem that he's alluding to is that we wouldn't even be aware of a lot of these things if we hadn't had staff here from
right.
the Public Works Department. We wouldn't even have anything to talk about.
Right, and what I'm saying is...
And that's my point. I mean... You know, like if I wanted reports of the Public Works Department, you know, as part of the committee, would you know everything that they're doing?
That's what I'm saying.
Would you be able to give that kind of report?
We would have to start a process whereby we're getting those because they aren't going to be here.
We need to invite them on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Well, we have a list of priorities that
yeah.
we went to the council with.
I understand
with.
That.
And so, well, this is now kind of a new topic. So we have a list of priorities. We went to the council with that. How do you see us advancing on that?
Well, the thing I was starting to say, if there are things in here that look like they're more like goals,
well,
then
well,
what
okay,
I would...
That's this document.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
You know, what Marion's saying is that we brought a list of five specific projects,
right.
not goals, projects,
right.
to the council. And... You know, how do those get advanced? That's what she's asking. Is how do those
right.
specific projects not
without
not
public
you know
being
not
here.
Theory
right.
but actual reality?
Well, the way I mean, there are a lot of different processes, but you know, and it's hard for me to say because I'm sitting here my first night. But
yeah.
having a city councilor as a liaison is not necessarily a disadvantage. I mean,
we've had one all along.
You know,
it's been from day one.
I mean, if I didn't think I was. My function is to report back to what's mm-hmm. happening at this committee, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's like saying, am I not going to listen to any concerns that you have and not, you know, not be like talking with people about concerns I have or whatever? Yeah, that happens in politics every day. You know, so ideally, as this new sort of form of the committee gets rolling, it will become, hopefully, I'm hoping, something that's good or better than what you had before. Some regular reporting back, some ability to still have access to public works or other departments if necessary. And, you know, if your list of five things isn't going to get accepted for real, then you get told that it's not going to get accepted for real. And which of the five are going to get accepted for real? In which case, then you'd be expecting to get regular reports back.
I think we can back up. So if I think it will be really good if we can stay very focused on that list, because mm-hmm. we've vetted that list. There will be other things as well that we deal with besides that list. But for that list, and do you have it handy, Ken? I don't have a copy of it. Yeah. But there are... there are things on there. We're not going to the council and saying, would you give us money to do this, or would you do this with money you have? They're all complex projects. So, for example, Chuck's been working the 13th?
Yeah, the sidewalk project out of the Bayfront. That's 13th Street, Harbor Way, Abbey. Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just simply a go to council and get a yes or a no. There's a lot of different angles to work that. And so maybe we can start to talk about those and get Public Works to come mm-hmm. to the meetings on an as-needed basis.
And see, that's, you know, and this committee, like, you know, Ken stated, I mean, it was formed with a Public Works, the Public Works Director, Lee Ritzman, was assigned to this committee when the committee was formed.
Right.
And we have had a Public Works liaison the entire time this committee's been in existence.
Right.
Because those are Public Works projects, every stinking one mm-hmm. of them, and they always will be. They always will be. Everything we have to do is about streets and sidewalks.
You also had, and I'm sorry, it is just a sensitive issue for me, you also had a police department liaison here. Mm-hmm. And the reason, why did we have those liaisons?
Because it's the best of all worlds if you can afford to have people
here. It gives a dialogue back and forth.
Because as issues came up, the police liaison, you know, would report on, you know, pedestrian and bicycle accidents, mm-hmm. and then we would take a look at, you know, ways to mitigate the reasons, you know, try to mitigate the issues that caused the accidents and stuff. That's what, you know, our part of the role is learning what was going on. But and again, having the person, you know, on board on a regular basis, it's just a much more effective way to actually
if that can't
work
be
with the community.
If it can't be afforded to do that, then we just have to have good processes to go back and forth.
Yeah.
Here's what I would suggest again. If, you know, if those reports are valuable and if they're not getting here routinely, then it would fall to Peggy and I to say, okay, you know, once a month we're going to want this report and we're going to need you to highlight anything in particular, you know, that you had a reaction to that maybe was really notable in terms of an accident or happened at a certain location and was notable. That doesn't mean that we would never have the police department here. It just means there would be another regular source of information. For this, being so new, I think what could be really handy is to have this list, and then we could figure out perhaps a session where we would, within this list, really put some truth behind how, you know, which ones are going to be the most doable first, which ones aren't, or whatever. And then based on that, actually take this list at some, you know, fairly current period.
We did that, and that's the pared down list from our list.
And it goes to City Council, and I know you've heard this all before, and you've had past representatives. I'm right on top of the list for being somebody who's frustrated that you work in a process where leadership gets, you know, changed over every couple of years. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really good if you have bad leadership and you get rid of them. But on the other hand, when things are going well and you'd like to keep it that way, you don't necessarily get to keep it that way. But I'm just saying, let's give it a shot under this new, whatever it is we're trying to form. Try to keep our positive thinking caps on. You know,
but what you just said is where we're at with this.
Yeah.
We thought them through. We did all the back work.
Right.
We ground-truthed them. Mm-hmm. We took them to council. We did a presentation. That's where we're at now, so right. What we're asking is what's the next step?
But you haven't gotten back necessarily...
We haven't gotten back anything from...
Feedback on whether they're actually going to truly fly.
So what's the next step now?
Well, the next step would probably be another session that I would have with staff to actually talk about these and prepare, you know, that response that should have come back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the deal. I mean, we are here to advise.
Yeah.
About safety and transportation issues
right.
for pedestrians and bicyclists. If nobody's going to listen to our advice, why are we even here?
Right.
If nothing is ever going to be done with our advice, why are we even here? That's what this is about.
Right.
It's about safety. There have been three people who have died crossing Highway 101 in the last, I think it's 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah.
It's been a process that's been going on for years. And we got did we get a grant from ODOT to get those sidewalks that
crosswalks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We got a the bicycle committee got a grant to get those crosswalks implemented. A year ago, it was about February or March last year, and we're still waiting, and we're still waiting, and we're still waiting. The grant money is going to go away, just like it's gone away before.
Well, it's not going to go away.
Yeah.
No,
because we do have consultants consulting each other. I come from private industry.
Yeah.
I spent a whole career in private industry. We actually did things, I'm not a committee guy, I'm not a good talker. I'm good at seeing things implemented. And that's the frustration I get is that we've been sitting on these sidewalks for over, or the crosswalks for over
a
year.
Let me back up. Let me just slow down for a second. We're getting ahead of, I'm going to touch on that staff reports and old business.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to get into that. I want to put this to bed.
Yeah.
And actually, my first recommendation when I sent the bylaws to Peggy was to actually write it up as that exactly was. Article 1, Article 2, Article 3, 4, and 5. They pretty much lay out everything specific to what this committee's responsibilities are. Under 4, under Article 2, it does list up a updated goals and objectives list. This is not the original goals and objectives list. This was an updated one. And that's why number 4 actually says we will periodically review the goals and objectives. That's why the goals and objectives, which is a major part of this thing here,
right.
really don't need to be in there. We've got those as part of our bylaws.
Well, I guess I would suggest
the bylaws
as
they're written here could be adopted for the committee.
We probably won't go back to the bylaws, but that doesn't mean you can't overhaul this.
Okay, but again, take a closer look at the bylaws.
Yeah, I have.
And see how that works. It's not stepping anybody's toes. It's not demanding that we have police representation and public works representation. It's not doing any of that.
Right.
This just kind of lays out what why the committee has been formed. And it took us 2 years to write these.
I understand that. I mean, I wasn't here for that part of it.
I was.
To some degree, I think it's really fortunate that Peggy has uncovered that we never really did formally.
Well, I still find that incredible.
Because if I wanted
to stand up and complain to somebody, about that not being formalized, I'd go back to Peggy Sabansis, who was our liaison for the city council for 4 years.
Yeah.
And that was when all this stuff when it started, when the bylaws were written, several things were done. And if that was something that should have been done,
thanks to Peggy, if she hadn't done the research, we might not have even discovered it now.
So does that mean that we don't meet at all if we don't have this ordinance?
Well, in case you can't tell, I'm obviously an optimistic thinking person, particularly when things are new, but it doesn't mean I disregard all the truth they are telling me and what has happened, because like I said, I've been around committees since 1975 and I've seen every possible outcome of what can happen. But I'd like to try to focus on the fact that we can take this opportunity to make this work better. And if that means rearranging the current ordinance that's proposed here so that you're more comfortable with the way it actually works and what it exposes to you to and potential exposure to concerns of, WASP or something.
Like Alicia and Dave says,
we need to do that.
The way some of this is written, there's kind of red flags, shouldn't really be written as it stands here.
And, so and you know, to the degree that's just
and then everyone review it again.
Yeah.
And then next meeting we'll
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to put in words that sort of soften it, that carry the same intent, so that there isn't that
yeah,
view. That's
if we
fine.
Could get your feedback today, then we'll bring another draft to the next meeting. But I think it is a good idea to formalize the committee because I have this from the minutes from July 1st of 2002. That motion was made and seconded to direct staff to send a letter to ODOT requesting a review of the speed limit on the bridge and endorsing the bicyclist activated warning light and exploring the issues of creating the committee by resolution, formal creation, expanding the committee and staffing the committee. So we fell short. And
nobody sent that to the committee. That would never. When you brought that in, it was the first time I'd ever heard of it.
You were there
for some minutes. So.
No, I was not there at that particular deal. I was in the committee meeting when they made the recommendations about the signage on the bridge, etc.
Oh, but you were at the council.
And Public Works Department were the ones that took it to the city council for the recommendation.
So where do we go from here?
We just need to. Move forward with. But again, I take a serious look at the bylaws because, again, these things were written not just starting from scratch and, you know,
so
in our heads and thinking
edited?
We got to do this. These were taken from other cities and communities throughout this state, other states. You know, so it was kind of like, used boilerplate from other communities to actually start these things. And then we narrowed it down. Like I said, it took 2 years. To actually get narrowed down to, you know, what everybody kind of agreed that this looks good.
But is there some action needed on the bylaws?
Well, here,
no.
Here's
no. So we just need to rearrange the wording a little bit, get everybody's buy-in on it. We had a good discussion about it. Mm-hmm. So we have a next step. And Peggy, if you'll do that, give that to us in next meeting.
You know, I mean, Peggy and I can go back and take another look at the bylaws, too.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, we can just keep going.
Is the city contending that the bylaws aren't necessary?
City is contending that, ideally, this ordinance would officiate the committee and hopefully incorporate what it was you were intending to do under the bylaws, as well as have an opportunity for anything the city might be wanting to recommend be part of this committee. You know, and then hopefully the two shall meet someplace in agreement in the middle, and then we move forward. Cool. And, you know, and I've looked at them, but I'll look at the bylaws again, too, in the context of the comments that have gone on and see if there's some pieces here that we've missed.
Is there any reason why we can't simplify this language and still have bylaws?
No.
No.
Okay. No, not at all. It's just sometimes better to have the responsibilities of the committee spelled out in the ordinance.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But what the key thing right now is that we need to create the committee and do it right. I mean, it's not that you're not a committee, but you were never really.
Right.
Yeah. Need to be blessed.
Yeah, I mean, you've been meeting, so you are a committee. But
oh, we've done some good things. But
you've done
it
some
wasn't
great
official.
Things, right?
We need to
fix that.
And you know, you're going to hang on to the credit for all those good things.
This whole thing should be a non-issue. I mean, it's just a clerical.
Right. Yeah.
It's a clerical issue.
It needs
to be just swept under the
place where it can be really important.
Okay.
And you mentioned earlier things that I can't mention, but. You know, where it will come about is when all of a sudden we're there at a council meeting and there really has been some things worked out and we're there for, you know, an approval and maybe a council member or two doesn't like the idea and they use the fact, I'm not saying anyone would actually do this, but they could. They use the fact that you never were set in motion as an official committee as a reason. Then we're sitting there going, spending the council sitting there spilling this wheels. Well, what does that mean? Well, I don't know. We're going to have to talk to our attorney. And, you know, if it's not an official committee, can we do this? And so,
well,
I mean, all this stuff is in your
all this
stuff is in your favor.
We want this to happen, and we just want to step through it.
If we could just go through, especially the exhibit piece of this, so that I can bring something back to you that you are more comfortable with.
Okay. A, does anyone have anything? Any comments on the 7 members and 3-year terms?
I think we can all agree on A.
I might say up to 7 members, because if you don't have 7 members, is that going to cause
You need to have a firm number of members, and the reason, Dave, that we picked seven, I think you were here maybe when I said that, is that it's easier to get a quorum. Yeah. When you used to be five when you were first formed, it did make it difficult at times. We have one committee that I just met with this afternoon that has five people on it, they meet monthly, and they have not met since. Yeah. They didn't meet from December until March because they couldn't get a quorum.
I just wonder if you want to set a minimum of this and up to nine.
Well, the bylaws say a minimum of five.
What we do when we have vacancies on committees,
and then it was up to the city council to increase it, and they did.
Issue press releases. Yeah,
right now we're seven people. I like
the word. That's the important part. I'm actually saying seven.
And the other thing is, Mary Ann, sometimes because you all know people who are interested in bicycle and pedestrian issues,
I have to leave at seven.
Sometimes we have to rely on you to beat the bushes and bring us a body.
Okay, I just brought up as a concern.
All right, well, these can leave me alone.
So the city manager shall designate a staff member to attend all bike and pedestrian committee meetings. The staff member may participate. So that's the city manager's discretion which of you he makes come to our meetings
right now. And that's pretty standard in almost all of the committee ordinances.
Especially since it finally states that somebody from staff will take the minutes of the meetings. That was something we've been fighting for years.
That's really pretty nice.
It's pretty easy.
And I think that was the reason they had that motion in 2002, because you need it specifically refers to staffing in there. I'm thinking that's part of it.
Okay. We all accept B as it is.
Yep, that's the staff member.
We're making progress.
All right. And then on C, I had the question about the word responsibility and what that applies to.
What if we put the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee may and then a colon?
Mm-hmm. Shall have the duties.
Oh, that actually works pretty good.
Yeah, just the shorter you can do it, the less somebody in a legal side has to work with. So,
does that work for everybody?
We're just going to the Bicycle Committee may.
I like that.
We're free to do all these things.
Okay.
On Article 2,
but not required to.
Right. Number 2 says the committee will act as a resource to provide additional information related to the unique problems associated with non-motorized transportation.
Cool.
What about 1? Because there were some comments relative to 1 a little while ago.
No, I think those are all
But the one thing that I thought I heard was advise the city council regarding issues relating to bicycle and pedestrian transportation, safety, recreation, and education to the greater Newport area and schools.
I didn't think even need to be.
I'm now tracking.
Okay, one's good.
One's good.
Okay.
Yeah, one would be fine.
Two
but
is good.
Yeah. I think 2 is good, personally.
Yeah. From,
and I like 2. Nobody objects to 2. Okay, 3.
3's good. That's advising again and providing information to the council.
You know, one of the things that I see that being a part of is that recently the committee came and made a PowerPoint presentation to council and basically gave them an update on the activities of the committee and provided some other information. And Ken has come before when he's been to the National Bicycle event and updated council. So I think they like that.
I like 3 and I like 4 also.
I'm not sure about 4.
Yeah, I'm not sure about 4 either.
Why do we object to pedestrian and bicycle routes as a means of transportation?
Sustain. Don't object.
Support.
It says work with the city council to sustain.
Okay, so advise the city instead.
I think it's covered in other. I think it's covered in 1. It's covered in 2. It's covered in 3. Doesn't need to be stated again.
From an administrative standpoint, I think that's right.
It's so take 4
that
out.
Do that or
Yeah, because yeah, 1 does pretty well cover that.
Is everyone good with removing 4?
4 is out.
Okay. I like 5. I think that's right within what we should be doing.
Right.
Because this is at the request of. Six is good.
Yeah, we may advise the city council potential funding.
You know, you could add to that instead of just, because basically this says that you advise the city council on funding for bike and peds only for project or only for things that are on the transportation plan. You could probably open that up a little bit and just add to that, or as other projects come to the attention of the community.
Just take out that whole phrase and end it at enhancements.
Yeah.
Enhancements within the
correct.
Which is just
chop it off
for enhancements.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, because actually we were several members of this committee were involved in rewriting the transportation system plan. Yes.
Right, which is good.
So we're going to chop it off after enhancements. Yeah.
Just period.
And then seven, is that redundant with some of the other things that we've said, or is that its own?
I like where it says explore.
It gives us
a little bit of leeway to go look at stuff.
And it brings ideas out.
Okay.
And the council, we can say, hey, there's ideas. Or the council can say, hey, we need some ideas. Go out and explore.
Yeah, remember our non-existent path from Ocean View up to Nye Street.
Right.
On the non-existent PowerPoint.
So eight, this is where you had provide bicycle and pedestrian safety education in the greater Newport area.
I think that's covered under one.
Yeah, that's covered. That's under one, under education.
Okay.
So eight
we now don't need it.
Yeah, we don't want
to take eight out.
Okay.
Same with nine.
I think creating greater awareness allows us a little bit of leeway to have literature and
I could get on board with that if you said support the city council in creating awareness.
I don't care about what the city council is.
I do, because it's not up to us to do. The authority is there.
The authority is there.
So we can support that.
It's our authority to, bring ideas to the council for them to say, okay,
that's not creating awareness. That's exploring and recommending.
Yeah.
So here's a question.
Yeah.
Who encourages more adults and more kids in the greater Newport area to seriously consider walking or biking?
It would certainly be us or the city council.
So that's what I see in number nine.
I don't agree with that at all.
I see it.
Because I think everybody in the community members say, well, that's a committee on the city. But if a city councilor or if the city council as a group says, police department, public works, library, hey, citizens, we're encouraging you to write. Now, here's a group of people that have ideas on how to go about that, and they're a resource, but we're meaningless.
He's been smoking something.
No,
I'm with Dave on this one.
Okay.
Well, would you want to put something like provide a greater?
No, because then we're doing something.
Well, actually,
I want to say that we're supporting the council.
Yeah, that's kind of covered under number one, also.
No. What about advising? I don't have the words here, but you're providing information on how to, for the city, how to generate that awareness.
I can live with that. Yeah.
So however you say that. Because my point is, imagine growing up as somebody who rode their bike everywhere in Eugene, and then I move here, and then I actually live in town, and I send two boys through school, and I'm observing, that whole time no bikes at school. So finally, one day I ask my son, I go, why doesn't anyone ride bikes to school anymore? It's not cool, Dad.
Well, there's also no bike racks.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. But the fact is that the not cool part probably came after the lack of infrastructure and the danger and parents saying, no, I'm not going to let you ride across 101. Then it became not cool, So, I mean, whatever we do that counters that sort of feeling out there.
So what was this suggested language?
Well, it went back to advise, which is part of our...
I like David's original one, support the city council on creating a greater awareness. I really like that.
That's fine.
I like it too.
That works.
I'm with you.
I can manage that because you know, greater awareness is part of the purpose of our existence. Mm-hmm. And I know damn well the city council has city council business to attend to. They're not going to get out in the streets.
The city council's job is to support this community and do what this community needs done and keep them safe. And it's not your job. You're, as a member of the community, is part of all of our responsibility. But that's their mission. Is to do what's best for the
semantic
community.
Disagreement.
But semantics in government is extremely important, even though it's ponderous and silly. And I don't want to let, no offense, Mark, I don't want to let these guys off the hook. I want them to do their job. And not say, well, the bike committee's not doing it. I want them to do their job for a change.
Okay, so we're done with nine?
No offense taken.
We're done with nine.
I'm a dedicated government servant, and I know it inside and out, both good and bad, believe me.
All right, we're done with nine.
He worked here too long.
I do like 10.
If that's all we can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I think we're getting a little bit in the weeds here.
Yeah, 11 starts going into things we've already done, so it's 12 and 13.
Well, I believe 11 through 13 should all go.
Yeah. Is everyone good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe 14 on there.
I kind of like 14. Not that we've ever been asked about it, but...
We've asked for...
Yeah.
I like 14, too.
I mean, 14 fits with what I was committing to, which is to try to be a conduit for making sure that information still gets here. And
so the last question, then, is, are we good with this to run with it, or do we want to look at it again, edit it?
Let me bring it back.
Well, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, so it's rewritten, it'll look different, so...
All right. Thanks, Peggy, for catching that and working through this process.
So, Peggy, underneath the rules, don't we all need to reapply?
Oh. Troublemaker.
Now, wait a minute. Maybe we should... Let me tell you about the clock that I'm carrying now. Everyone voiced their opinion, especially you.
No, I mean, what we would do is just when this comes to council, we'll recommend that you all be reappointed, assuming that's your wish, and we'll start the terms... over. Right. Sorry.
If you start them all at once, then they all run out at once. You don't want that.
And that's
right?
Pretty common in some of our committees. Yeah, like we have Destination Newport, it all ends. They're all 1-year terms, they all end after a year. A number of our committees are
Can we do a thing where
we can do staggered if you want?
Well, no, as committee members leave, can you then, when you reappoint that position, convert that into rather than appointing to fill the term, actually convert it to be the start of another term? I wonder if we can do that.
I don't know the answer to that.
So in other words, everyone starts at the same time, but over time, people are eventually staggered because of attrition.
All of our committees, the terms expire on December 31st of a year.
Oh, okay. Well, so that's not a problem.
Some of them are staggered, though. So, for example, there might be 3 people on here. If you want to do it that way, we can set it up. But
I don't mind if it all. The original ordinance from back when, 2002, was that when that original ordinance was?
I don't know about the ordinance.
Whatever. Well, there was that number that you gave, where it said 5 committee members.
That was that was probably about 2006 in the municipal code.
So at that point, you know. It wasn't an official committee. Maybe it didn't have specifics, and it wasn't very accurate. But because it didn't have 7 on there,
I've tried to figure out what happened.
So we could probably stick with the
original
stop times that we have now. It shouldn't be a big deal.
Ken, if we have any major points we need to hit tonight, I have to pick up my kid at 7.
Okay.
And so we should probably hit a couple of those.
So yeah, in fact, I'd like to. Are we done with the?
Yes. Well, good God, yes.
Good. You guys can't.
I make a motion to end this.
All right.
Second?
This is a whole other discussion.
Parliamentary procedure is done.
I want to move on. I want to move on to, and this is a copy of an agenda that I sent to Peggy. Yeah, it didn't get on the official one here, but I have some questions for under staff reports, and I want to find out if anybody's got any information on. The first question was, any word about the recommendation from the Pedestrian Vehicle Safety Task Force? They were directed to the Public Works Department for evaluation recommendations. That's relating in particular to Moore Drive and Southeast Bay Boulevard at that intersection. Mm-hmm. And there were recommendations made by the task force, you know, the, of improvements to be made, and they were sent to Tim for evaluation. Any word on that?
Make a note that we'll find out.
See, and we brought this up at our last meeting, and it's in the minutes.
Tim well, has
I wanted an answer.
Communication back.
I want an answer
here,
2 months ago.
I've met with Public Works a couple of times, and I even actually met with them once before I was the liaison. And so I know some things, but I don't want to pretend like I'm being the voice of current voice of Public Works. So if we can make a list of the things that you have not heard, I will commit to having that meeting.
Well, that was, again, that was in the minutes from the previous meeting. I'm a little irritated that, and it was actually on the agenda for the last meeting.
Yeah.
And we still don't have an answer on that one. But that's a, and actually, you know, I've got kind of an inkling of what's going on with that, however.
Yeah.
Because actually I'm on that task force, but.
But hang on, Ken.
Go ahead.
Peggy, were you able to check on any of those? Those things, did they come up in the last meeting and were they in the minutes and were you able to check on them?
Tim said that there had been no progress made on that, on those recommendations from his department. So.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
So the evaluation of the no progress.
But if you want, we'll ask him again on a monthly basis until.
Well, if that's something. I mean, that might be the answer. That might be the answer I'm looking for.
It may be the answer every time too, but I'm happy to ask him again.
Hey, you know what? You know what? As part of that, the interesting, maybe the counterpoint to that is, the committee wants to know, but the city council should know.
Right.
So as part of that, I guess.
Yeah,
you know, would help us feel better. Like, oh yeah, we all know now.
Yeah.
So, as we catch up to speed, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. And I guess, you know, because I did miss the last meeting, I forgot that there could have been some things that happened. But I definitely want to have an idea of, you know, what things it is that I need to find out for myself.
One reason why this is very important to us is that if they start running trucks up and down that road. It's definitely going to affect the safety of bicycles and pedestrians going out Southeast Bay Boulevard, you know, in that whole intersection area. And it's critical, you know, to the safety. You know, that's why it was put in there, and the recommendations were put in there to begin with. So, and I don't know, since you're on city council, have you heard when they're going to start running trucks?
There's a ways to go here.
There's a ways, because last night I attended a planning commission meeting. And the planning commission, the planning director issued a decision on the appeal. So there's going to be, he issued a decision and there's been an appeal of that. So there has to be a hearing before the planning commission. That's going to be April 22nd. It may end up going to council.
Well, the whole contract isn't even final with the Port Commission.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't, and that's why I wasn't sure.
No trucks are going to move until that happens.
No, contract is even
signed. And one thing, Mark, on that intersection down there, I mean, there are hundreds of serious cyclists in this town.
Right.
And absolutely every cyclist who is a serious cyclist rides that Bay Road.
Oh, yeah.
It's heavily trafficked.
Yeah.
And to have that thing being heavily trafficked with bicyclists, and having 60 log trucks coming down that hill, you know, that's, you know, as Ken has brought up, I mean, this is a very important issue for us.
Okay.
And it's, you know, safety-wise, it is probably, you know, outside of the crosswalks on 101, it's probably, those are the two most important issues that we've got as far as safety goes.
And that was the other question I had under there, is any new information about the Highway 101 crosswalk project?
Well, the thing we did share is that Tim is continuing to hound them like crazy, and he's not getting
anywhere.
Who's back? And
ODOT.
I said, there's something in the media that said something about.
I spoke to somebody about that particularly because they run into a bottleneck because of all these tests and stuff that they demand, and it's going to cost more money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
And the state is holding it up. And my recommendation that I would make, you know, at this meeting here, you take back to City Council and Public Works or wherever, is that at the very least that ODOT be required, if they're going to be holding this thing up, be required to repaint some of those crosswalks.
Right.
That issue has come up too when we met with staff last night.
Make it formal request, I don't know, this committee that at the very, you know, it's bad enough as it is not having the project go forward.
Right.
And if ODOT is the one that's, you know, slowing it down, I know that they don't like to paint crosswalks.
Right.
So however, under circumstances, I think the city could go to them now and say, hey, come on, guys, in lieu of waiting for this.
In addition to that, if they're going to paint a crosswalk, they have to mark the crosswalk
right.
with a sign saying there's a crosswalk here. Every other city in this
world has those new high-vis signs, too.
So, I mean, what we send off to them is a few photographs of just how bad the markings are at this point.
I mean, just
so Peggy, what came up at staff meeting the other night about this?
It was Tim just updated us on the crosswalk issue with ODOT, and also at the last city council meeting, this issue came up as well.
Right.
And staff was directed to write a letter to not the region director, but somebody above the region director in
right.
ODOT to try to get this off dead center.
Because they said it's not going to happen this construction season.
It might not happen this construction season.
Yeah. Well, I thought it said it was not, so it still could.
Well, that was Tim's opinion, was that with the way things
have
been going.
Things are going. Yeah. Yeah.
So if they could be pushed.
Unless somebody was pushed immediately. You know.
Because the city still would be responsible for going out and getting the contractors to do the work once they, you know, get ODOT stamped.
My sister lives in Florence, and she said that from what she followed down there, that the new crosswalks that they put across 101, mm-hmm. That from inception to completion, you know, the idea of getting the crosswalks to completion of the crosswalks was about 6 to 8 months. Now I think part of our problem is the fact that, you know, the streets don't line up
right.
exactly across from each other. But that, I mean, for God's sake, we're all adults here. I mean, you should be able to find a solution for that. But, you know, and at one of the very first committee, I think the first year I was on the committee, because I took a trip down to Brookings and I took photographs. I mean, you know, every dinky Port Orford has lit marked crosswalks.
Right.
Yeah. Port Orford has them.
Yeah. You know? So I want to move. Yeah.
Well, hang on, Peggy. You also started to mention about the painting of them. That came up in the meeting as well.
That was discussed. I don't know whether that's something that the city can do, or I don't know whether it's something the city will do, since it's ODOT's.
Right. Yeah. ODOT has to either do it or authorize it.
But
so we're kind of
brought it up. Is that what happened? And so he was advocating for it?
Well,
for repainting them.
I think he's advocating for getting the project done. Mm. But it did come up, the fact that the markings are very faint.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
and I suppose if you don't get a response from that next higher up, then the push would be then, you know, an option at least would be then, you know, better
contact the governor's office.
Yeah.
Well, and the really best way to deal with ODOT is to just do what you need to do and pretend you didn't do it.
That's what I started to say without saying it, that it may be that once we don't hear from the next level up, we'll just go do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep going. I'll be right back.
Okay.
But I did make notes, and we'll bring responses to you at the next meeting regarding, I mean, it may be that you hear the same thing that Tim hasn't done anything on the task force, the recommendations from this group regarding the vehicle pedestrian task force, but we will let you know. And I'm fairly certain, I mean, I believe that the intersection of Bay Boulevard and Moore Drive will be realigned.
Yeah, I know that that's been on the plan for years anyway.
Yeah.
Years.
That's probably going to happen this year, I think. And we'll find out about the crosswalks on 101. We'll at least get you an update, find out whether that letter went out and if there's any ability of the city to paint them if it looks like we're going to go longer than this season.
Okay, thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
And I want to wait for Mark to get back before going to this old business about the Sheros and stuff.
Right, the Sheros. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Sore one, too.
So, were there any other things from the minutes that you were able to follow up on?
Well, I talked to them about the Sheros, Public Works, and it's a staffing issue. Was it this committee that talked about having volunteers do that?
Yes.
Yeah, we've kind of talked about it, but you know, the what this committee would be end up doing would be to set out a template and painting Sherrow's down, which is temporary, whereas we supposedly have, you know, the machine that puts down the rubberized,
right,
reflective.
Yep.
And also they have pre-manufactured Sherrows that we could buy.
You said you already bought them.
They do. Yeah, we're talking about the Sherrows now.
Okay. So
we want to get a definitive answer. There's 40 that they have on hand now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we've actually given a list, a priority list of where they should go and the first ones, et cetera.
Who did you give that to? Do you remember?
Public Works Department.
Yeah.
Months ago. We've been working on this forever. Yeah. So they've had this
and
list.
We watched them put down those Sherrows. It takes two guys about an hour to put down a Sherrow.
The thermoplastic type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we've got the 40 that they already have on hand. And then I think we estimated there'd be about, if they use a thermoplastic, that it'd take about another 160 to finish the project, you know, all the streets that we've, mm-hmm, you know, listed out. But we have narrowed down. I think we gave them a list of where they could start with the first 40.
Okay.
And we need to find out where that's at.
And that 40 is, it's about 80 to 100 man hours, you know, to do all 40 of them. And so that's two guys a week. And you know, you can half days or whatever. You know, two guys a week is not a huge staffing problem, I don't think.
So,
well,
and again, that's something we've been talking about for months and months and months, and we want to see that project go forward again. It relates to this whole transportation issue of, you know, bicycles getting around town.
Mark, are you familiar with why the committee feels the Sherrows are so important?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So you know the,
yeah,
the safety and the projecting the agent.
Okay. Good. Yeah. And you know, a big part of those Sherrows too are to get. You know, this guy down here sells a lot of bicycles. He sold a few thousand bicycles, and a lot of those are to moms and kids. And if they have a series of streets around town that have the Sherrows on them, they can get out and start riding. You know, people who are afraid to ride, mm-hmm, can get out and start riding on those streets that have the Sherrows on them. They can become experienced cyclists, and then they can venture out from there.
And actually, it goes down to, it fits under education.
Correct.
As well as safety, because it is an education thing for the motorists. Yeah.
It's a huge benefit to
bicyclists. So.
But the point is, if the city bought the Sherrows, so why haven't they put them down?
Well, that's what we'll look into.
I think that he has one person who does the sign installation and painting.
They can subcontract it up to me.
Okay, I'll tell him.
They just put a new stop sign on Grove Street next to my shop that doesn't go anywhere, and a new sign on the top of Grove Street. Why was that a priority over getting Sherrows on the ground? You know.
Well, and I saw a crew of two out there repainting some of the markings on 16th and Nye Street. Some of those where the water line is going to go, because the original people, you know, they thought that they were going to fade away, and so there's people from the city repainting. They don't need to be repainted. Yes, there's two people that were going around just, you know, repainting locate marks.
So I am a licensed contractor. So. I own the torch that they use to put those down.
And the thermoplastic.
Yes, and I can.
We hate to hear excuses.
I mean,
that's kind of where we're at.
Public Works have? Like employees that are driving around in trucks.
I asked him that, and I don't remember at this point.
I don't know.
Not nearly what we used to have.
Because they're divided into
water. I mean, they have several divisions. They have water, wastewater, water distribution, wastewater collection. And then they have streets. And I think that's it.
For wastewater, they're short.
The sign guy works in the streets department.
They need an extra person or two to try to cover shifts there.
So that's,
and
that's,
I think they bring on extra help for the striping.
The Sherrows alone are a big economic boom for our community. People don't get it yet, but it is an economic boom. I have a store here that employs 3 people full-time, 2 people part-time in the summer. That's 5 employees. We're jumping through hoops to build a road to get trucks down to put 12 employees in. We're going to build sidewalks and curbs and new roads and you know, all this stuff. And here's a business that's doing $500,000 of business a year already here,
right,
that needs this structure to stay alive. If it doesn't occur, we're out of here.
Well, I wanted to make
I'll go somewhere else where they have structure.
I wanted to make sure, too, Elliot, and tell you that when I said we'll compare the size of the cities, it doesn't mean that I don't agree with you that doing this is very much a part of Newport's future.
It's a way to grow us.
I mean, I agree 100%.
Yeah, cycle tourism, the city of Oak Ridge, Oregon, is the whole city of Oak Ridge, actually. And it's a huge thing in Bend. And Portland, I mean, you know, Oregon is, you know, the bicycling mecca of, you know, of cycle touring. In Europe, it's highly advertised. This 101 route is highly advertised. And
as you can see, we're very passionate about this.
No, I do.
Another thing I had on the list, I've got sidewalks written down there, and those sidewalks, they're actually alluding to some of the work that Chuck has been doing on trying to get, sidewalks as a, higher priority, from, the area.
Yeah, from the west end of the Bayfront up towards the hospital, which would involve three kind of streets that coalesce to make that route. It's 13th Street at the bottom, and Harbor Way in the middle, and the Abbey towards the top. And that was one of our projects we
this has been on our list. And it is one of the projects list too.
My understanding is that
more old business.
That isn't necessarily a project at this point in time that Public Works disagrees with. It's just a question of when you can afford to do it.
As a private citizen, I attended the Bayfront Parking District meeting recently, where this subject came up, and I brought it up, and Tim presented relative to sidewalk projects that the sidewalks between Harney Street and Benton along 3rd were probably the highest priority in their build out. And then there was another sidewalk section that he alluded to that I didn't understand quite where it was. And he said that it's possible that the sidewalk out of the Bayfront could be 2 or 3 years down the road, but we wanted to get it in a loop.
Right.
The thing that attracted me to the project in general was the similar project had been done up 3rd Street and completed this last year
on that one
using
side.
Substantial amount of in-lieu parking money from the Night Beach Parking District. Mm-hmm. So I am trying to get some support from my fellow merchants out at the Bayfront that are involved with that parking district to consider freeing up some of the $250,000 in cash that they have now and the $19,000 per year that they have as a revenue stream to put towards this project. And we talked to Ted a little bit about pricing that project out, and they don't have staff time to do a full-fledged pricing out of that project, and they kind of are falling back on the $200 per lineal foot number that was experienced on 3rd Street and using that as a theoretical number to apply towards this project up the hill. And I'm not sure that number is correct. I'm not sure I don't know if it's been vetted thoroughly. I think they realized that it was a project that was lower on their priority. Mm-hmm. They threw a number at it, and I'm not sure whether that number is totally accurate. And I would like to get just some support for more specific costing of that project. There's going to be a walkthrough on April 15th of the Parking District Committee, starting at, I think, down at the pump station, bottom Hatfield Drive, and they're going to walk through the Bayfront looking at parking district projects.
Oh, good.
And good. There are members of the committee that want to do this project, and there's money there. So that's my
definitely a good addition to our community.
I'll do my best.
Thanks, guys.
Sorry, I have to run. I can't finish the minutes up.
So since money is always the issue, and there's a pot of money over there with a group of people that may be very anxious to consider spending some of it, it to me becomes a higher priority item because of its feasibility relative to the economy. To me, to the money, and we have money in hand to do it. It wouldn't come out of wouldn't have to come necessarily out of the other sidewalk funds.
That's where these partner in things.
So that's why it's like a grant.
That's what we did on 3rd Street.
Yep. If the city would apply for a grant and get a 50% match or only have to put in 20% but an 80-20, you can kind of look at it analogous to that. So why wouldn't you want to pursue that when you may have an active body that can make recommendations to spend money in an area that would accelerate the timetable.
Have they brought that up to the parking district at their meetings?
Yeah. The last parking district was.
Yeah, Tim talked about it a little bit. Yeah. I don't know what he knew about this.
So what's hanging you up then is a better number, is a more accurate assessment of what that might cost, even if you don't have a complete quote, but something better than a 200.
What we used to hear was $36 a foot.
There's retaining, there's retaining wall issues on that project, and you know sometimes retaining wall issues are analogous to wetlands.
Right.
You put them out there, and there's this harbinger of okay, well it's too expensive, it's wetlands or it's retaining wall, and so it's to me sometimes it's a way of kind of off the record,
well, just but
a way of
shutting it. Yeah.
Just looking at Third Street, it seems like if anything, some of the route you're talking about might be more expensive than that was.
Well, in part, in talking to Ted about it, on Third Street, much of the existing curb that was there had to be relocated.
So
they had to put a lot of curb down on Third Street. And the way that...
Now you mention it, and I remember seeing it as new curb, yeah.
From a layperson's perspective, just by observation, the curbing that's up the streets that we're talking about is positioned appropriately to pour sidewalk against.
And so they have to take that bank out though, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a retaining wall issue, especially on the north side, and another, and a lesser retaining wall. It's at the bottom.
And this project was brought forth by the committee because of safety. It's a high profile area of our city, where you get tons of pedestrians, and on the safety side of it, there's a ton of workers that walk to the bayfront, so there's a lot of people in the dark, and there's a lot of local people that walk up there, and with the parking problems on the bayfront, people are parking up the hill. Right. So it was brought up for a lot of different reasons, so,
we'll find out. We'll pass this on to them.
You know, one of the user groups that's up there that hasn't really been talked about a lot is the whole PCH, the hospital group up there. I don't know how many employees and staff and really folks are up there, but if there was a sidewalk that led down that way, it would be a really good opportunity for anybody that's involved with that health services industry up there to walk down to the bayfront to have lunch at Saffron Salmon or Geno's or whatever, feel like they did some good in walking down there to have lunch and some good walking back and support the local merchants. So there's an economic component and also kind of a cultural component because of the fact that unlike Nye Beach, the bayfront isn't really connected to the community as far as the residential and the businesses.
Right.
So you have this node up there that is potentially could come down the hill and create some commerce and interaction.
Yeah, it's a great place for a sidewalk and it's one of those things. I mean, businesses, tourism, I mean, everybody gets helped. It's a win-win-win situation.
Well, and the best part is that there's extra funding available to get this done.
Right. Right. To escape.
Okay.
So what's the, is there an action item there? Is there, what, how did we
work
that out?
We're going to check and see if,
we're all about checking where this time.
Where that falls in our not two departments, the one that handles the parking districts, which would be Derek's department,
right,
and then Tim's department, and get some direction from them.
It's an open meeting, the walk to the bayfront that the parking district group is doing.
It have to be.
Therefore, any member of the bicycle pedestrian committee that wishes to attend that walking tour on April 15th at 9 o'clock.
Monday?
I believe it is. I think they said it was starting at the pump station at the bottom of Hatfield Drive.
So Councillor Swanson and myself are in the process of getting scheduled to have a lunch with the hospital. So it'll be interesting to see what all they want to.
Well, I was going to contact David Bigelow's office or somebody up there just to get some facts and figures relative to what kind of population base is up there and what, just to plant that seed about.
Yes, that, I mean, that, you know, undoubtedly they're going to have a list of things that they want us to be thinking about.
A totally off-the-wall question here, and something that I think we've asked before. Is there any city employee or any city functionary who is who seeks out grants?
Well, we have one. We have a grant consultant as a consultant of record for seeking grants, and they work primarily with public works and planning.
Okay, so there is someone poking around on the internet, at least checking weekly to see
if there are grants
available
that
we can apply for as a city.
I don't know exactly how they do it. I'm not sure whether they do it based on direction from those two departments saying, we have this project coming down the pipeline and we need funding for it, see what you can find for us. I think my sense is, and I will find out for you, but my sense is that they take direction on specific projects from specific departments.
That's what
and
I
and Tim was the one that hired, that facilitated hiring this person.
Yeah. I can tell you that
big need in his world.
Largely through my work at the county, I've ended up on numerous federal lists and some state lists, and because of this all-encompassing area of sustainability, I end up looking at all kinds of opportunities, many of which I wouldn't have paid attention to before because I was strictly looking around as a county employee. But you know, there's a lot of times little things that'll come through that people don't generally know about that are, helping with city infrastructure. So
I want to move this along here. I want to make another note when we're talking about the sheros and bike lane marking or the crosswalks, et cetera. In the minutes from the previous meeting, there was a mention about a bike lane symbol on Southeast Bay Boulevard in the bike lane. And if nothing else, if this is something that the street department needs to do or needs to help coordinate or whatever, again, that's a bike lane that was marked, and the bike lane symbol itself was never repainted.
Okay.
It needs to be redone. Okay. That's on going outbound on Southeast Bay Boulevard. There's actually one more place that needs to be done, and that's on the bike lane that's on Harney Street leading towards the middle school.
Oh, yeah, I noticed
that. That was another place where there was a bike lane symbol. That was mandated by law when the street was redone that they put in those bike lanes, and it has to have that symbol.
Okay.
So the street department needs to either have that template or use the portion of the Cheryl template that we have, to paint that bike symbol.
Okay. And we asked that last meeting whether or not there was adaptability to the from the Cheryl template that we have.
Right.
Yeah. To just wanted to bring that up again, so we didn't forget about it.
Right. Good.
So the next thing I have under this is getting into new business. Prior to the meeting in March, Dave said he couldn't be here, and he sent me a list of things that he wanted to bring up. And I don't know if you remember those or not, but
I
figure you might want to take a look through those. And
some of these, they almost go into the parks and rec side of it, but they can go over the dog waste bags on Big Creek Trail because people walk that trail, so keeping. We talked about that, like they did down in Nye Beach.
Yeah,
we talked about a receptacle and a bag at each end. So
if you want to forward that to me, I'm the liaison for Parks and Rec Committee. Too.
You can let them have that copy if you want. go through the list.
And the other one was we talked about a path along 31st Street from the stairway to Harney and then Harney to Big Creek. What we're trying to do is we've got a lot of trails, or we've got a few trails, but there's a lot of ways to go through Newport that go one way, and then you come back that way. Mm-hmm. And so we've talked about making loops. People tend to like to run loops and walk loops and bicycle loops. And so we were talking about if they were even on 31st Street out to Harney, even if they were to scrape off one side so that there was a walkable area, it would get you so that you could make a loop. It's a 1 mile loop through that area. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't cost the city a lot. They don't have to build a sidewalk, just maybe scrape it off with some gravel on it. And then the one narrow place is where in the slide area that Tim was able to get fixed.
Right.
And I got to thinking, if they added a little bit of riprap there that they've already added to extend that, it might help stabilize that bank as well as give a walking area and close that loop.
Is that on here?
Talks about it, doing that. We talked about the Forest Park area.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Forest Park, the newest park the city's got.
are they looking at paths and walkways? Because that does cut across into the northeast side of Newport, and it's a good pedestrian walkway. So not just forest paths, but also considered as a pedestrian access way as part of the transportation area for that. So it talks about that. We ask about what the status of the pedestrian walking maps are.
Okay.
It does exist, but it has no street names on it.
The walking maps?
Yeah.
Well, so you can get there, you just don't know where you're at there.
I'm telling you, I pulled that up and I looked at that thing and said, there's no street names on this map.
See, we developed a few years ago. It started off as a walking map connecting all three business areas.
Right.
And then it morphed into a bicycle map. And the bicycle map has been developed and is a nice map.
Right.
And we talked about doing that same concept as a walking route. The nice thing is it ties in all of your business districts. So what happened with that? We've been asking about that for a year now or so.
I did pass this on to the chamber.
It says right here, Post Office Road. Oh, that's marking the post office.
I mean, come on, people. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Okay.
I'd like to add to this. A good friend of mine is the mayor of Yahats, and his wife, Laura Svensgaard, is on the National Council for Trails.
Right.
Yeah. And gone up to, she's been big in developing trails in Yahats. She's gone up to Depot Bay and talked to them about developing trails. And, you know, she's very active in getting trail systems around the area. And she, you know, knows how to get grants and get funding and get volunteer grassroots organizations formed, you know, to get trails, you know, established, because that's a wonderful way to. People like to walk. People are into it, and it's a great thing. I would love to see that happen.
So we're supportive of the Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
doing so because it is transportation, even though it's a walking area.
Uh-huh. And I'd like to. I'm probably going to try to invite her to one of these meetings in the next few months. To come and address us and see what she can do for us, and it may be she'll have to go to Parks and Recs and their trails, but I'd like to talk to her here anyway.
The sort of update too on Forest Park, recall that in naming the park, the city also has engaged the Oregon Coast Community Forest Association to sort of be the partner, sort of manager, for lack of a better term, and we're in. I've already slipped. Turning my council hat off, I'm on the board of the OCCFA. But so first step is to write some things into an MOU that extend what happens under an Adopt-a-Park program, because those have a different focus. And then we're really at literally step one of working over the next year to develop a draft forest management plan. And so I guess what I'm suggesting under my hat with OCCFA would be really valuable to invite you guys sometime specifically to talk about the biking and trail component of it. Mm-hmm. Because that was one of the things we'd said that, you know, we don't have any immediate plans, but it would be within the realm of possibility that very carefully placed trails to or bikeways to enhance the park would be something.
Yeah, I'd love to see some mountain bikes.
Because the whole focus under that designation, the whole focus is for education and recreation.
Yes.
Those two.
There's a lot of people that already walk that.
So I'll take that hat off for now and make a note to definitely keep you guys in mind for that interface.
I'd ask Ken about this, and I'll give you this, Mark, but I'd ask Ken about this, but this is near and dear to these guys, aren't the... is there under the MOT, under the, all the rules, is the city aware of the proper placement of the trails?
MUTCD?
Thank you. MUTCD, I can't even say it. But the Sharrows, I mean, I look at where some of the Sharrows on 6th Street are, and it's like, why is there a Sharrow 30 feet from a stop sign, a T-intersection stop sign? Wouldn't it be better to have it if it's to advise people, hey, bicycles are here, and this is a good place? At the start of a route rather than to the end of the route, 30 yeah. feet from a stop sign.
I don't know the answer to that, so yeah. I better make
it's
a note.
It's on like this.
Yeah, so is there you know, a best practices for placing them that makes sense? I mean, can you imagine riding down to a T-intersection? Here's a Cheryl. Oh, there's bicycles here.
And also moving the Sharrows out into the car lane, because right now the way they're placed is that your right wheels go right over the middle
right.
of the
so Sharrow, they're gonna wear faster.
And you're going to wear it out faster, whereas right. if they had moved it over two more feet, you know, the wheels would miss it on both right. sides.
I think the intention was to be in the middle so that they didn't last longer.
And that's right. well, and that's also, they're an advisory, which is right down the middle of the road.
Yeah.
So not,
yeah.
they're not a bike lane designator, they're a share of the road designator.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
And then I was asking, does the city have an actual inventory of all paths and routes suitable for bike and pedestrian usage beyond just the sidewalk inventory? Because right. we know there's a sidewalk inventory. And including park rails, commute routes, such as the east side, north side, Oregon bike route, and all of those. The idea that people who are moving to our area, right. they want to see what's here. What can I do, and how can I get around? And if they don't see it, they may assume we don't have it. Maybe we don't. I don't
Sounds
know.
Sounds like that could be, I mean, the biking.
It might be to push the city council or the, I mean, the chamber on that. Find out where they're at. I haven't talked to Lorna about that for quite a while.
Did you ask them to handle the production of that?
Well, yeah, when I mentioned it to her, and I think it was just an email or whatever, they seemed that it would be in their best interest to go ahead and pursue that and,
yeah.
and get those
yeah,
printed I mean, and get them out there.
But
and
I'm
put them
on
kiosks or whatever.
It could be oh. something somewhat larger and actually
yes.
expand to include trails and other things too.
That's right. where I was going. That's yeah. exactly where I was. And check out the bike, right. the bicycle map, because it's a great map.
Yeah, I've seen the map.
And that was the same concept, because
yeah.
that concept started with this, mm-hmm. then this got left behind. So anyway, and then the last question I had was, is the city going to have the black sediment tarps removed from around the sewer project and Big Creek Trail area? So we have this beautiful trail.
Say it again.
Okay, we have this beautiful trail, the Big Creek Trail. It is not the Bay to Beach Trail. It is the Big Creek Trail.
Okay,
I'll get off that soapbox. Anyway, and so here it's going out through this natural growth and skunk cabbage and all this. And now all of a sudden, here is sediment tarps to keep sediment from the construction work from going into the creek.
Right.
Are they going to be removed, or are
at
they just
going
to rot and go away?
Yeah.
And maybe they have to be there. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying is they're butt ugly.
Yeah.
And then we've got these risers that are now, that had to be done, and they're 6 feet off the ground.
Right.
Some of the sewer risers.
The temporary ones?
No, the permanent ones.
Oh, that are controlling the overflow
right.
problem out
yeah.
there? Right.
And there's six or seven of them. So as you walk down this beautiful path and you look at the trees and the birds are birding and the things are singing, and then there's these ugly damn concrete things.
Yeah.
What we ask is why they couldn't berm around them so the vegetation would grow. What we were answered was, well, vegetation will naturally grow in there. How many years are we going to wait? Because they scraped it off,
yeah.
vegetation's growing up, it's about this high,
yeah.
but they're 5 feet off the ground. There's not many areas where there's 5-6 feet. So,
my York.
If it could be turned back into the, if we could be aware that it was a very natural area, very beautiful, and I don't know if it's the city or the contractor who should have to make it visually as appealing as what it was before, they're also attracting graffiti.
Right.
And you can see them out. And the brush is going to grow up in the summer, but then it dies off in the winter.
Well, unfortunately, the brush will probably grow up naturally on its own. It'll be blackberries and ivy.
Yeah. So if the city could look at that as part of
okay.
what they do, and I don't know, maybe the contractor should have had to mitigate that, to put it back into the natural area that it was before, because it's
could,
a gem for the community.
They could plant a big rhodi in front of each one.
That would be fine as long as we did something active as opposed to waiting for 12 years for it to grow up.
Okay, luckily the big sale in May is
nice. Yeah, get the roadie sale.
Thank you.
Say, Dave, I'm curious at the east end of that trail experience after you get out of the
mm-hmm.
skunk cabbage and
mm-hmm.
through the raised boardwalks
yeah,
and you hit the city street.
Right.
Is there still that lack of knowledge that you can go a little bit farther and get to Big Creek Park?
Yes, there is.
And that seems like
I
a
have
big
people,
disconnect.
I walk through it.
Huge
is a huge disconnect.
Disconnect.
My suggestion, if I were going to make a suggestion to do it, is get a Boy Scout troop or an Eagle Scout that wants to do it. If they put because it comes out. Are you familiar with the area, Mark?
Yes.
Okay. It comes out right there at the street, and people look around, and exactly. I live over there, so people are always coming up. How do you get to the park?
The cheapest, easiest way to do that would just put a sign up that says Big Creek Park, 1/4 mile.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, but the other nice thing would be
move
cool.
Move forward from there.
Put a damn bridge, walking bridge, over between the parking lot and Big Creek. It would provide overflow parking for Big Creek Road. It would provide parking for people who want to use that trail, if it's ever a loop. And it would get them from here to there.
We'll hover. We talked about this like four or five years ago.
Just in terms of visioning, during the process of this discussion on Forest Park, people had talked about the desire to literally connect from Agate Beach all the way as far as you can imagine as one, you know, seamless thing that everyone's aware of. So, I mean, people have talked
about they're both beautiful facilities. There's this big disconnect.
No, but I mean, more so recently.
Well, I was going to say, it's a really good thing.
I don't think they want to invest in it because the dam's going to wash out. You know,
that's true. Surfboards down here or something.
Yeah. Well, you've seen that. You've
make
seen
a
that.
Surfboard trail.
You've seen the trail plan that's in the Parks and Recs building, right?
Yeah.
That's in their master plan. It's actually in the TSP now, too.
Yeah.
What was that, Ken?
Sure that was included.
I didn't hear you.
That trail plan that's in the Parks and Recs building there. Mm-hmm.
I would love to see that. And here's this is just a pet peeve. I would love to see the signs at each end of Big Creek Trail changed from bay to ocean, bay to beach, or whatever it says now. Yeah. And just go back and call it Big Creek Trail, because so many people come in and say, how do I get to the bay? Right. It's misleading to people from our that visit here.
And the original concept was to take it from Agate Beach Wayside up through Forest Park, up through Harney, and get down to the bayfront.
So at some point, if that happens, then the whole trail would be called the Bay to Beach Trail, but this is the Big Creek segment.
Right. Totally mislabeled.
It really is confusing to people who
And on that same subject, the Wayfinding Committee suggestions have been made over the years to put on the west end of that Big Creek Trail in the wayside area some information that would tell the passersby that they're in a trail there. Right. That would include along Ocean View Drive in the state park's purview, having an icon that simply shows a hiking symbol and an arrow. And on the Wayfinding Committee, we've had people from state parks come in, and we've talked about those things, and they seem receptive to do it. But we, as a city or a community, need to suggest and continue to ask for those things before we get them. They will provide them if they're asked in a formalized, repetitive fashion. But these things come up, and we don't talk about them.
I remember, did we establish the first Wayfinding official committee meeting yet?
No, we only have two people who want to be on the committee.
I don't
know,
we could review their bylaws right now.
Their bylaws are already set.
Seriously, I have about volunteer group, only two want to report.
Only two people have applied.
I haven't applied yet. I would like to. I'm debating whether I have time to or want to go through the.
Did we attend the same offer?
That's of another in the group.
Well, no, there's too many of them for the committee.
Okay, got to do some homework there.
So there are, like I say, only two people, and we were going to make those appointments next week because at our last ad hoc meeting, we agreed to meet in June.
Right. I really didn't want to come to city council and get, you know, approved.
You don't have to show up.
You don't have to show up.
Oh, okay. I'll just put my application.
They just process the application.
No show.
Yeah.
When do you
It's like.
Yeah. Well, maybe. But, I don't.
What's that?
I don't know. It is a new committee. I have to figure out whether they're going to be interviewing those people. Yeah, I hope
that's,
not.
That's what it is.
That's what you don't want to do.
Well, it's not that I don't want to do it. It's just another thing you got to do. You got to go to another meeting to
get
approved
to
be on a committee that
you've been on for 6 years.
That trail has kind of a best kept secret too.
Oh, it is.
Are we done?
Done.
I don't know your chair. Done with the meeting or done with
any other new business? Any other comments?
So.
I do have. When you get the minutes done and posted on the website, could you send us an email? Let us know that they're there. I just happened to stumble across them because I was looking for agendas.
Actually, I sent everybody a copy of the minutes.
I got a copy.
Really? Yeah. I got a copy.
Yes.
I didn't.
And so
I got mine off the web.
We check and see if you're not getting our email, because I wouldn't typically post these minutes on the website until you look at them.
Right.
Okay. She got copies out to everybody important.
So you'll send out a draft to everybody?
You take her off.
Is that what you're going to do?
Or? I send the draft out.
Right.
And that's what I did last time.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't feel like myself.
I will do that probably, hopefully tomorrow. I'm about three or
Well,
four.
Well, yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know they'd gone up to the people.
I try to do it as soon as possible after the meeting.
Well, no, I actually copied them off the website because they're PDF. And then I just forwarded them to the committee members because I didn't think anybody else had gotten it.
No, they all got it.
I don't know. Did you just get another copy?
Talk to you.
10 minutes?
No, I didn't get another.
I got several copies.
I just sent one copy of the minutes to all of you and one copy of the agenda to all of you, and then I believe I might have sent the ordinance draft to all of you.
Well, the ordinance draft and the minutes were on one PDF.
Well, that was the packet, but the minutes came out the day after the meeting.
Oh, I didn't see them.
I got all three of those.
Yeah, okay. And that's typically how we do it because we will send them to you so you'll have time to think about it, and then if you want, we'll put them in your packets.
No, really, that is the point. I mean, so we can actually look at them, so if there is any additions or corrections or whatever, you know, we know before we have to read them at the meeting.
So here's the real secret. I'm probably going to pull the plug on being an official working employee within a year, so you got to have all these trails and bike things done by then. Right?
Okay, that'll be your goal.
We're going to be able to walk and ride around town.
Hey, I got one more project. I was wondering, can we talk about one more little project to get a follow-up? In South Beach, I understand they're going out to bid on the Ash Street connection, which includes a mixed-use path that I understand is on the west side of Ash Street. And I've never seen any design to that as to how wide the mixed-use path is and whether or not there's going to be any bike lanes or Sharrows in that footprint.
Yeah, we should.
Which street? Well, in Ash South Street. Beach, they have a project that they've been looking at to do for years, the Ash Street connection, which connects Ferry Slip to 40th Street going up to the college.
Okay. We'll find out, Chuck.
And we don't have, have any knowledge.
Just for your information,
it
is state law that any new roads, and this isn't just an overlay, any new roads actually have to include bicycle pedestrian facilities. So.
Right.
And it's notable that 40th Street going up to college has no bike lane or bicycle facility from 101 to what effectively is Chestnut, where the mixed-use path starts, which was a real disconnect because we don't.
So,
is it required to?
Well, you're supposed to, but it was money billed by Wilder with third renewal funds, so I'm not sure if it got around that or how that worked out. But.
I don't know if you've looked on the Public Works website to see if the Ash Street bid is on there. You might want to take a look because the plans may be on there. But I'll ask about it anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it would be nice to that'd be an example of something. If we had those plans early on, we'd say, oh, that's a great idea. While you're doing that, could you think about doing this other little thing?
Those are the kind of things that we just love because we see those types of plans go on and we say, now we dovetail. This could be probably, as long as you're doing this, you know, you could do this.
And that's worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
Because of some things have gotten done that went, I never thought, that's easy. Mm-hmm. So that's worked out pretty well.
Okay.
Well, all right, Nels.
Thank you both for your patience and.
Hey, thank you. I'm glad I can get started.
Yeah, well,
Dave, will you toss that thing down?
It's in 2 hours. I'm serious.